The message today is taken from Luke 10, verses 38 through 42. And this, for those of you who are at home and have been following the series, this is a whole series of teachings that Jesus has been involved in with his disciples and people who were following him around. And this translation is taken from the Message. As they continued their travel, Jesus entered a village, and a woman by the name of Martha welcomed him and made him feel quite at home. She had a sister, Mary, who sat before the Master, hanging on every word that Jesus said. But Martha was pulled away by all that she had to do in the kitchen. And later on, she stepped in, interrupting them. "Master, don't you care that my sister has abandoned the kitchen to me? Tell her to lend a hand." To which Jesus replied, "Martha, dear Martha, you are fussing far too much and getting yourself worked up over nothing. One thing only is essential, and Mary has chosen it. It's the main course, and it can't and won't be taken from her." Would you pray with me, please? Almighty God, I come to you now as your servant, asking that the words that I speak this morning, they would not be mine, but they would be yours. Asking, O God, that those who hear and receive these words would receive them not only in their minds and in their hearts, but deep in their souls, O God, that place where only you and they go. Help us this morning, O God, to step out of our traditional box of understanding about this story. Help us, O God, to hear a message that Jesus was delivering that makes all the difference in the world to all of us. Fill me now with your Holy Spirit, that I would do your will and not my own. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. All right, so you all are familiar with this story, are you not? If you've been in the church, around the church, even close to the church, you have heard the story of Mary and Martha. And it is probably, quote unquote, not controversial in the sense that, oh my God, Jesus broke a law, right? But it's controversial in the sense that people argue over this story. They argue over whether Martha was correct and how, you know, and she should have got help. They argue over Mary and whether or not she should have been doing and helping with Martha. And then people get really kind of teed off at Jesus. Especially if you side with Martha. Because what does Jesus say? He kind of, doesn't it feel like, at least in that reading, that translation, it kind of feels like he kind of poo-pooed her.
Yeah, put her down. Yeah, yeah. And supported Martha.
God, listen, you're worried about nothing. You know, I want to plant something in your head for a minute. Because this is eventually where we're going to go with this. You remember in my prayer, I said, I want us to see something here that maybe we've never seen before, that there's a teaching of Jesus in this that's a lot deeper than this surface stuff. And that is this. Jesus was what? A man. Amen? Hello. Amen. What was Martha?
A woman.
In the day, men's positions and women's positions were very well defined. Now think about that and what Jesus might have been doing. And this is where if Paul Harvey were doing this, we would go to commercial and then we would come back for the rest of the story. Yeah. All right. So, I want to give you the exegetical notes, though. Martha is fretting, Mary is listening, or is it an oversimplification of the story? Jesus does seem to rebuke Martha for her task-driven anxiety, and to praise Mary for sitting at his feet, listening to what he is saying. This has been the traditional interpretation, which some people have pushed to the extreme by claiming that faith and contemplative spirituality are better than works and active service. Amen? Have we not all heard this before? Because what's right behind this? It's when you are told, well, you can't be saved by works. You are saved by grace. That's where all this stuff comes from, folks. People get a hold of stuff, and I got to help you with this. The reason, it's not because people sometimes are really bad and definitively grabbing at power, but sometimes it's because it's all we know. When we read a story, we do it from our bias. Our visitor today told me a story at the beginning of the service, and now, oh my God, now I'm forgetting it. What did you tell me?
Yeah,
remind me
part of one of the
words.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
What was the story? We were talking about...
The Queens?
No, we were talking about traditions, family, so...
Family traditions?
Oh, man, that's really bad.
Your mom threw out the...
Oh, the hamburger.
The hamburger?
No, it was that... You said that right... We talked about it right before service started. And I thought, I'm going to use this, because this is good.
Don't you wish your short-term memory would have agreed?
I wish I wasn't so old.
Don't you wish your short-term memory was helping you out here?
It's about where we come from. It's what we're taught. And that's why I asked you that question. You recognize that Jesus was a man, so he had a job to do. And Martha, being a woman, she had a job to do. So I want you to think about this for a minute. What was Martha actually mad at Mary for?
Not helping out in the kitchen. Not helping to take care of the men.
You're on track. She's mad at Mary because Mary is not doing her required work.
It's true, it was required then.
It was her required work to be in the kitchen working with Martha. And Martha was doing what she was supposed to do because that was what the requirement was. When you had a guest in your house, you made sure they wanted for nothing. Wanted for nothing. And so here Martha is doing this whole thing, right? And Mary is sitting there just soaking in everything that Jesus said. Okay? Soaking it all in. And Martha, and how many of you have been in that position? Listen, I've been married for 40 years. I can tell you that my husband gets good and annoyed with me sometimes. Because he's out there in the kitchen doing this or that or the other thing. And I start hearing phrases like, order up, pack mule, et cetera, et cetera. Because what's the message that's being sent? Get up off the couch and come help me. Amen? And, of course, it seems to me that every time that happens to hit him, what? I'm in the middle of a text thing back and forth, either with my family or with church members, something like that. The timing always stinks, right? It always does. But that's part of being married. Excuse me. So, the point is that we've all gone through this. We all do chores, do we not? And you're at work, right? Oh, Alice, don't you love this? Here you are at work, you're doing all this stuff, and there's a person over there that's supposed to be doing what you taught them to do. And guess what? They fall way short. And you're like, could you just pay attention? Could you just do your job? How many of us really in our real life become Martha? Amen? Because it's like, damn, it is just easier to do it myself. And then you actually have justification in being annoyed. Because they're not doing what they should be doing. And Martha, representative, if you tell this story the traditional way, did what we all do. She went to the boss. She went to the master. She went to the man and said, come on. You know the rules. She's supposed to be in the kitchen with me. We do the same thing, do we not? Somebody cuts us off in traffic. Hallelujah. We call upon God to do things to them that shouldn't happen to a human being. People are not supposed to do what they're supposed to do at work. We go and complain to the boss. Somebody doesn't like us, and so they say something snotty. We report them, amen? We do all of that same stuff. How would you react, Alice, if you went to your boss and complained about an employee and they said to you what Jesus said to Martha? Oh my, that would not go well. Oh, don't worry about it. You're worried about nothing. They'll figure it out. Oh, Billy, don't worry about it. I'll get there. You know, the one time I told him, I asked him what he was doing. And, you know, part of our agreement is because if it involves water, I try to stay away from it. So Billy was washing the dishes, right? And then he got them done. And then I noticed he was putting them away. Well, part of the rule is I'm supposed to put the dishes away. And I said, honey, don't worry about it. Just leave them. I'll put them away. And he cackled.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Kind of Jesus saying, don't worry about it. I'll get there.
I believe it when I see it.
You know, we've had our bosses do it. We have our friends do it. It happens in relationships. And it really annoys the hell out of us, right? And this becomes the perfect story then to do what we want to do as human beings. And that's always have a point or somebody that we can blame. And in this particular case, we get to blame the Messiah because he sided with Martha, or he sided with Mary. And almost as arrogant, like what I've got to say is far more important than any preparation.
He was already prepping the whole story of the, you never mind what she's doing in the kitchen or what she's doing out here. You take care of what you need to take care of.
What didn't he tell her? This is my, Martha, come on out and sit by Mary and learn.
Well, you see, we don't know. And Ellis, that's a good point. Because we don't know if this story is actually accurate. Okay?
It's told from a male perspective.
Well, yeah, it's Luke that's writing it. He was a physician. So, yes, it is being told. And we read it. We read it from the way gender is defined. I mean, we still live in a world, folks, amen, that have very clear definitions of what is man and what is woman, amen? That's why women still make 70 cents on the dollar. And there's people out there in the world now that are listening to this sermon that just rolled their eyes because they're going to go, oh, God, there he goes. Well, you know what? That is, and I want to bring you to this point, is the point of this story that we've missed. Because I'll bet you there's something here you didn't even think of. And what is that? Do you find it a little bit strange that a woman was sitting at Jesus' feet listening to every word he said? Do you not find that a little strange?
Especially since women in the Jewish temple were separated.
Bingo!
They were awesome.
Women were not to be taught. They weren't supposed to be anywhere near the teacher.
Let alone talk to him.
Much less,
which was what Martha
have
did.
Kind of a thing going on.
A dialogue.
And then on top of that, Martha comes out to complain. And I know that you all sat there the way I did for decades of reading this story and hearing this story, go, okay, here she comes. She's coming out to bitch. But Jesus is waving her off. Was not waving her off. It was a message. It was, hey, you all are equal. And Mary is doing what she needs to do for herself. And it can't be taken from her. Do you get that? You all know what your jobs are. You all know what your responsibilities are. But there comes a point where your relationship with God is more important than anything else. And somehow or another, people have been telling you for a long, long time that your relationship doesn't count until your duties are done. That's the whole argument in the church when they talk about, are you saved? And don't do this, don't do that, because that's a sin, or this is a sin, or whatever. They are separating you out, saying there is some way that you don't belong to God. And here is Jesus in this, what we've turned into a controversial issue, saying, uh-uh. Everybody gets to sit at my feet. Everybody gets to learn. Don't get so worked up about the rules around you. Wow. Yeah.
Is this some of the story in the Bible where you talk about the prostitute came up to Jesus, at the dinner table, and she made the comment, even the dolls get the crumbs.
Oh, no, that's the woman that comes to, yeah, she busts in on the lunch. It's tied together because, again, every time Jesus talked to a woman, he was what? Breaking the rules.
Unclean.
And every time, every time one of these women approached Jesus, they were breaking the rules. And it was expected. They were watching him to see what he would do, what he was going to do with that rule breaker. So here is the message this morning, folks. Don't fret. Don't worry. Take care of your relationship with God. Nobody can take that from you. You see, this story is not all that controversial. It's not about people's roles. It's about people's relationship with God. And Jesus, very clearly this morning, takes people that are not invited in and sends them front and center and says, don't worry. Do what's important. Develop your relationship with God. Take that and be blessed this week. Amen.